as he is efficiently serving the country. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise, he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else, said President Theodore Roosevelt. When I was a little boy, I remember when me and my brother and my mom and her boyfriend would go to the pro wrestling matches. I can also remember when we would be inside of the auditorium and how I thought to myself, as I was amazed as to how that the roof stayed intact considering how loud it would get inside of that building. I would look at my mom and my brother. They would be yelling and screaming at the top of their lungs, and at the same time, they would be laughing sadistically. They were both laughing because we all knew that it was all a facade, fake, fabricated, and fictitious. I mean, after it was all over with, we would leave the building and everyone would be hoarse. Everyone's voice was completely worn out. And in the meantime, they were creating new rivals and scenarios to get you back into the building so fans could be lied to on another day. And what's crazy about all of this? People know that this is all fake, premised, and nothing but lies. Yet the people keep playing the fools to their own financial demise. In my era of wrestling, there was no guaranteed contracts. It was inherent that you draw the crowd in to make money. Former wrestler Jesse Ventura. Furthermore, you know the deceptive games that the Pro Wrestling Federation would conjure up. The bad guys they created were feuding with the good guys that they created, all pre-scripted to entertain the public to bring about the outcome that they desired. Behind closed doors, everyone also knew that these arch enemies were the best of friends. This all devised to keep the circus moving forward, to keep people at the door. For example, pro wrestlers Cena and Orton would both debut in 2002, and in the years that followed would both rise to major superstar status, having won 15 and 12 WWE championships, respectively. Now, while John Cena and Randy Orton have been involved in one of the best feuds of the past decade, a rivalry filled with personality, amnesty, and hatred, therefore it was only fitting for these two to find common ground. Paul Heyman serves as the advocate for Brock Lesnar while on camera at WWE, but away from the sideshow, Heyman is not just a mouthpiece for the Beast, but a friend of the wild animal as well. What about Ric Flair and Rowdy Roddy Piper? They both go back a long ways, coming face to face in the ring for many years before winning the World Tag Team Championship together later on in their careers. Just so you know, the animosity and the rival in the feud was all created because, in fact, Rowdy Roddy Piper stood as the best man at Ric Flair's wedding. Rey Mysterio and Eddie Guerrero had something that is hard-pressed to find in professional wrestling, a true admiration and sincere love one for another. While many other names could have been attached to Guerrero, we chose Mysterio out of history. They worked together for years both as a tag team and as bitter rivals. No matter the situation, magic would happen when these two met in the ring. In 2006, Mysterio would win the World Heavyweight Championship and dedicate the biggest victory of his career to his fallen friend. These actors all the well know what their job is and whom it is that they work for. It's just a show, all premised on deception, creating the illusion while leading the opposition themselves. Former pro wrestler Chris Jericho said, if Shakespeare was alive today, he would be writing wrestling shows. Wait a minute. Did you just say leading the opposition? Yes, I did. A communistic tactic to control the opposition. Russian revolutionary Vladimir Lenin said, the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Controlled opposition is when a deliberate attempt is made to either create an opposing effort to an existing power base or to obtain control of any opposition to one's own efforts. Some protest movements are actually being led by government or corporate agencies, as I am now showing you. Now, in parallel to that of circus politics, I mean, after all, everyone does live politics.
Here we go. Revolutionary soldier, judge, legislator, educator, schoolmaster to America, none other than Noah Webster said, "The religion which has introduced civil liberty is the religion of Christ and his apostles. This is genuine Christianity, and to this we owe our free constitutions of government. The moral principles and precepts found in the scripture ought to form the basis of all of our civil constitutions and laws." He goes on, "All the evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Our citizens should early understand that the genuine source of correct Republican principles is the Bible, particularly the New Testament or the Christian religion."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker, boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. You know, isn't it interesting that we look at these individuals, they'll come out of nowhere, and what'll happen is they'll be promoted shortly thereafter. I'm thinking about a guy named Dan Bilzerian. He comes out of nowhere. I mean, he's not, come on, I mean, let's call it for what it is. He's not a very handsome fellow. He's kind of goofy looking. But because he has money, we should ask where that came from. It always comes from the same source that we find when we pull the curtain back. But we find that he's entertaining women. And he's got all this wealth. And before you know it, he comes, again, as I said earlier, out of nowhere. And then he has instantaneously 30 million followers. Just out of nowhere. And before you know it, friends, he's now the candidate to run for Senate in the state of Florida. Boy, isn't that kind of bizarre? Doesn't anybody think that that's kind of bizarre how that all transpired? You guys all know who Nick Shirley is, right? You know, he's the guy that came into the Midwest out of nowhere. And before you know it, he did this big expose on all this Somalian fraud, which, by the way, Walls and Ellison, Ilhan Omar, and I'll prove this today, they have yet to be brought to justice. But isn't it interesting, before anybody knew who Nick Shirley was, and by the way, he's not the best speaker in the world. I don't know if anybody's noticed that, and I'm not making fun of him. But the fact of the matter is, he's, before anybody knew him, he's sitting there with the president. Doesn't anybody think that's kind of odd? And now, how many followers does he have? You know, I think of another guy, Vivek Ramaswamy. You guys all know who he is, right? Just out of nowhere, nobody knows who he is, and he's promoted in the limelight to be a candidate for the said presidency of the United States of America, all controlled opposition, mind you, and so is everyone that I've named thus far. Isn't it interesting that he is now running for the gubernatorial position in the state of Ohio. Just out of nowhere. Isn't that insane? Voila, and here they are. And before you know it, everybody that had a voice is being censored, but the voice of those that they put up and promote. And it's what we see over and over in Nick Fuentes. Nobody knows who he is. And after the alleged assassination of Charlie Kirk, before you know it, out of nowhere, comes Nick Fuentes. How many followers does he have now? People, do you see how this works? One of the most despised people on the planet. Her name is Erica Kirk. Just magically is married to a guy named Charlie Kirk, who comes out of nowhere in 2012. And before you know it, he's totally promoted by the powers that be. Even the said president of the United States of America back in 2012, only to find out that he was receiving hundreds of millions of dollars from the Zionists to promote their agenda. Donald Trump and Zionism, modern day Israel. And when he allegedly gets assassinated, before you know it, his wife gets this huge platform. And before you know it, friends, she's invited to the People's White House every day of the week. No, nobody thinks that's odd? Oh, folks, this includes Alex Jones. This includes those that you know of on a 24. Folks, they're there by design. Jesus said in Matthew 15:14, if the blind lead the blind, they're all going to end up in a ditch. I'm not only making that point because that's the end of the point that they want to make and to control and to lead the opposition to bring you to a ditch where you're chasing your tail through something called circular reasoning. If you want to know why you're getting the same results, it's because you keep playing as the pawn in the hand of those that are designing the game that you're being played up. You're the pawn on their board. Hey, folks, when you get outside of their control, that's what scares them to death. And those people that are outside of their control are those that are being censored. I'm just trying to get you to think in a way that you haven't thought before. But I can tell you, if you want the answers, this is the answer. You need to shut off controlled operatives. And they're the popular ones. Hey, folks, Candace Owens. Isn't it interesting? For the last 10 months, that's all she's been doing is driving attention to Erica Kirk. Calling out her crimes, right? But nobody's been prosecuted. No, and at the same time, the president knocks down Candace and then promotes Erica Kirk. Only to find out that everything about TPUSA, for a good portion of it, is completely fraudulent and bought and paid for from start to finish. But did you know that Candace takes the same money? See, people, you don't understand the best way to control the opposition is to lead the opposition ourselves. They're distractors, folks. They're smoke and mirrors. They're designed to get you off of what matters the most. And, folks, that's one of the things that I want to cover today. Speaking of Dan Bilzerian, he's got a filthy, rotten mouth. Oh, and I don't know if you've seen this, neither. Other controlled operatives like Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, who walks around, claims her Christianity, just like her friend Megyn Kelly. Have you seen these interviews, friends? I mean, folks, they talk, both of them talk like drunken sailors. And they're going around preaching Jesus. I mean, it's embarrassing that people go along with this nonsense. And the only way that it works is when you remain out of the Word. That's the parting from the living God and taking for face value that this is Christianity when you all the well know within conscience that they are not Christians, but they're controlled opposition. Another one is Jake Lang. You guys all know who Jake Lang is. He's a Zionist provocateur. He's out there trying to promote and provoke and incite violence between Christians and the Muslims. That's exactly what he's doing. Why is he in all the networks? Why are all the networks picking him up, friends? Did you know that he was a Zionist provocateur? I just want to make sure you know. Because, folks, if you want to talk about deception, it's being played out right in front of your face 24/7. I mean, I just think of all the other names in the faces where you just let it roll out just a little bit, and they will, as they say, give them enough rope, and they will hang themselves every single time, friends. Every single time. Hey, folks, I'm going to come back on the other side, and I'm just going to say, apparently they forgot about doing their job. You'll understand in just one moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Francis Turretin said, effectual calling is an act of the grace of God in Christ by which he calls men dead in sin and lost in Adam through the preaching of the gospel and the power of the Holy Spirit to union with Christ and to salvation obtained in him.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. bbsradio.com.
A signer of the Declaration of Independence, a diplomat, governor of Virginia, secretary of state, and the third president of the United States of America. The doctrines of Jesus are simple and tend all to the happiness of man, the practice of morality being necessary for the well-being of society. He, God, has taken care to impress its precepts so indelibly on our hearts that they shall not be effaced by the subtleties of our brain. We all agree in the obligation of the moral principles of Jesus, and nowhere will they be found delivered in greater purity than in his discourses. I am a Christian in the only sense in which he wished anyone to be, sincerely attached to his doctrines in preferences to all others. Thomas Jefferson stated, I am a real Christian, that is to say, a disciple of the doctrines of Jesus Christ.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
You know, it's interesting, folks, and I just need to go here for a moment because I was just talking about controlled opposition and how they come out of nowhere, and before you know it, man, the dams are broke open for them. They have 30 million viewers. And then before you know it, they're being promoted to some position in politics. Anybody ever pay attention to the fact that those that are in the White House, once they're done in the White House, they get a job at Fox News or they get a job at CNN? Anybody? Surely you know that. Doesn't anybody think that's a little odd? A little telling? I mean, play divide and conquer, be faithful to the New World Order, be faithful to your bosses, and we'll promote you. We'll secure an everlasting covenant with you until you're done in this life. And that's exactly what they do. And people can't figure it out. Here's another one. Jordan Peterson, a filthy mouth individual, telling the church how they're supposed to live their life with an F word in the middle of it. And people don't know the difference. How about reading Colossians 3:8, James 1:26, Ephesians 4:29, and a little common sense? I mean, I just, as I look at this list of these speakers, man, I mean, they're put up.
to do what they're doing. Ben Shapiro's another one. People figured out Ben Shapiro. That's why you're not seeing much of him anymore. But what they'll do is to get him back in the limelight, they'll get an individual like Candace Owens, and then they'll, like pro wrestling, put them up, and then they'll set up arch enemies one against another, and then they'll begin to promote the fight to fill the seats. It's exactly what they do. And it's all day long. It's nonsense. The information they're giving you goes nowhere. If it did, where is the justice and where is the reference to law to bring justice upon the heads of the guilty? You never, ever, ever hear it because that's not their job. Some people think, well, you know, I got a variety of people. There's a variation of different speakers I can choose from. Yeah, that's like when you go to a restaurant in the United States of America, which, by the way, what, 99% of them are corporate owned. Did you know that they all have, in many cases, the same corporations own all of the titles and the options that you've been given concerning restaurants? They come from the same distributors, and yet you think you're getting an option to, you know, your opportunity to go ahead and choose? No, no, no. They're giving you your choices, friends. That's why you have to step outside of the box. You know, it reminds me of Popeye, and I believe it was Chick-fil-A. They were having chicken sandwich wars. Did you know that the same corporation that owns Popeye owns the same on the other side as well, concerning the other chicken restaurant that they were having chicken sandwich wars with? They own both companies. It's exactly how you're getting politics today. Exactly. In all the options that you've been given, they are not the people's options. Here, I got a prime case in point. Remember Little House in the Prairie? Little House in the Prairie was number one over and over, year after year, for I believe 10 years in a row. They were the people's pick. They were always on the front page of TV Guide as the people's pick. Do you know that Hollywood never gave them one award? Not one. See, because Hollywood serves up what they want to serve up, and then they want you to believe that they're giving you options when in fact that they're not giving you options. They're giving you their options. And guess what? The options they're giving you are all driving towards the same end. That is controlled opposition. Okay, and that is when I go back and make reference to the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. It's exactly what they're doing. Without further ado, friends, I wanted to get to this, and I want you to see it really quick. Somebody sent this to me this morning, a friend from Minnesota, and I want you to listen carefully as to what she has to say, because a lot of people are starting to become seriously concerned about what's going on with this narcissist in office. His name is Donald Trump. Listen carefully.
At 8:15 yesterday morning, the President of the United States began panicking in front of the entire world. For more than 7 hours, he posted nearly 50 times. And when he finally slowed down, it
okay,
was stamped.
So what she's showing right now, friends, is what Donald Trump is posting. Donald Trump wants his face right next to the president's in Mount Rushmore. She said he posted it over 50 times. I want to add this to before I conclude here, or not conclude, but continue on. It's also interesting. Donald Trump now wants his face on a $250 bill in the United States of America. Folks, everything about this man is narcissist. And the game that he keeps playing is a dangerous one. But I think what's happening now, friends, he doesn't care anymore. And he's showing the world as to who he really is. Let's continue.
As one of the most revealing fits of rage of his presidency to date, because what he shared was beyond any reasonable person's comprehension.
Okay, so what I'm showing affiliates right now is a picture of Donald Trump with the said prime minister, the president of China. And it says right on the top, this is a Trump post. It says, see, they have a ballroom, speaking of China. He said it's called the Great Hall of China. It's a very large and beautiful. That's all he said. And then he put a period there. He said, why do people fight me for having something even better? Question mark. Then he goes on and divides the people again. The Democrats, really what he's saying to his support base, you stupid idiots are crazy. He goes on, the Democrats are crazy. Exclamation. President Donald Trump. So he's mad that the people in the United States don't understand why he's wanting to build a ballroom here in America. He wants one here because China has one there.
He complained because China has a ballroom. He should have one too. He posted an image of a Trump Peace Prize bearing his own face. He repeatedly compared himself to George Washington. He shared an image of himself kissing a flag. He shared a heroic fantasy image of himself depicted.
Yeah, we're in dangerous times, people. We're in dangerous times. He's depicting himself as some heroic military figure. If you remember, just go back just 60, 70, 80, 90 years, every single one of those that played out and acted as the dictator and tyrants put themselves in the same light. Trump's doing it now.
As the god of war that said...
Calling himself the god of war.
You're getting discombobulated. And most concerning of all, he repeatedly called for a federal judge to be investigated, impeached,
listen to this,
and removed from the bench, placing both the judge and his wife in danger by putting a target on their backs before an already radicalized base of loyalists. The judge who he was putting in harm's way is Christopher Cooper. He has sat on the federal bench in Washington since 2014, when the Senate confirmed him in a unanimous vote. That's every Republican and every Democrat agreeing he belonged there. He graduated with high honors at Yale and Stanford.
Listen why. Where he led listen the to law why review. Donald Trump is attacking him.
He spent decades in law before he ever put on a robe. And he spent yesterday being told in writing by the President of the United States that he should be ashamed of himself. His offense was reading a law and applying it. The statue that created the Kennedy Center says it is to be named for President Kennedy and can carry no other name. Cooper ruled accordingly. For doing that, the president wrote that he should be brought up on charges, and then hours later returned to the same target to write that he, like numerous other crooked judges...
Yep. Everybody's always crooked when they're exposing Trump for his crimes. Here Trump's calling him a crooked judge, for as the woman said, he was doing his job by discovering the law and applying it by saying Donald Trump's name cannot be on the Kennedy building. Nothing more, nothing less. So what does Donald Trump do? He attacks him. Oh, just wait, friends.
Cases should be impeached. But going after the judge was not enough. He went after the judge's wife, too. He named her, Amy Jeffries, a lawyer who served the Justice Department for nearly two decades and once advised the Attorney General of the United States. He wrote that she doesn't use the Cooper name because they, as a couple, don't want people to know that she has a conflict of interest. And added, obfuscation, anyone? The truth is that she has used her own name her entire professional life, the way millions of women do. And the man who officiated at her wedding was even a future attorney general. But none of that mattered yesterday morning.
See, folks, this is what's happening. You see those that are supporting their oppressor, the very father of the vaccine, the one that gloats in the fact that he's responsible for, I mean, truth be told, the millions that have been murdered by the mRNA jab. And the fact is, the people couldn't see that. They had to blame Joe Biden because they've been taught like a bunch of good slaves and idolaters, Acts 12:22. And so what do? They want to blame Biden for the very things that he's responsible for. Now he's back in office doing it all over again. It's not showing you, friends, that Donald Trump himself is out of line, but it's also his supporters that are totally out of line, and therein lies the problem. And the fact of the matter is, the rest of us to stand by and watch this, there's the real problem. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
John Dickinson stated, "All artful rulers who strive to extend their power beyond its just limits endeavor to give their attempts as much resemblance or semblance of legality as possible." And when we look to Ephesians 4:14, we can see exactly where John Dickinson extracted the light from that exposes the darkness when making his point, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive.
Hi, this is Dan Pillow of TaxHelpOnline.com. You know, our Christian heritage is under attack from every direction, so it's never been more important for Christians to understand our heritage and the truth about American history. I can't think of a better place to get this important knowledge than from Bradley Dean. The Sons of Liberty radio show and sonsofliberty.com bring you the important lessons of history that the left is working to scrub out of existence. Bradley knows American history and he knows the Bible. Tune into Bradley's powerful and informative radio show and you too will understand the importance of America's true Christian heritage.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
We should be inexcusable to God, to our posterity, to the whole world, if we hesitated a single moment in asserting our right and repelling the attacks of lawless power. Reverend Peter Thacker. President Theodore Roosevelt said, "To announce that there must be no criticism of the president, or that we are to stand by the president, right or wrong, is not only unpatriotic and servile, but it is morally treasonable to the American public. Nothing but the truth should be spoken about him or anyone else. But it is even more important to tell the truth, pleasant or unpleasant, about him than about anyone else."
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Boy, where do I take this? Proverbs 28, verse 5 says, "Evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek the Lord understand all things." It's interesting. Right before that, it says, those that forsake God's moral law, those that forsake his law, they praise the wicked. And yet they have the wicked have the audacity to talk about how God is their king, and yet they serve the wicked. Right? And then you wonder why the vilest of men walk on every side. Read Psalm 12:8 when you get a moment. Look at this, friends. Federal court rules against Hegseth's transgender military band. Okay, see how they play off each other, friends? The message to the American people is that the wrong thing can be implemented and advocated for, actually the other way around, advocated for and implemented, but to do the right thing, that's forbidden. We're not going to put up with that. Americans, this is how corrupt you have become to tolerate this. Why? Because transgenders, men dressed as women and women dressed as men, is against state statute in all 50 states of our union. So when it says that the federal court rules, are they making reference to God's moral law, the Torah, common law, and applying the law? Or are they just arbitrarily acting like a European form or system of injustice here in America? Because that's exactly what's happening. You're confused if you take this for face value. Federal court rules against Hegseth's transgender military ban. Wait a second. The law already condemns what they call transgenderism. What are they talking about? See, again, this is the importance of knowing the law. The law condemns the crime. So why is the federal court coming out and inverting the law, trying to establish darkness in the place of light, Isaiah 5:20? Because the people don't take the time to know the difference. The federal court rules against Hegseth's transgender military ban? No, against God's. Against the Lord's. This kind of game is being played all day long, friends. And if to suggest that the Hegseth that you're looking at right now, how many times has he been married? How many times has he been unfaithful to his wife? And the reason he's unfaithful to his wife is because he's not faithful to his God? Get the little punk here. I'll tell him to his face. You're a con man and you're not good at it. You're being exposed for the Epstein files and now you're trying to play the moral man by standing against them, just like his leader. Just like his leader. That says, you know what, we need to rededicate America after 250 years. And isn't it interesting, not one person in Donald Trump's administration showed up to commemorate the 250 years concerning the rededication to God. Not, folks, there's about 200 to 300 people that showed up. This is all a show. It's all a game. It's to keep all of the idolaters propped up in their praises for the ones that are destroying the country. Another one is this, friends. The People's Voice just highlighted, Africans just burnt down. This is People's Voice. Africans burned down Ebola treatment facilities, demand Bill Gates leave Africa. This is his bioweapon. Now, we've heard quite a bit of this. We've heard a lot of this. About how countries were going to hold him accountable to crimes, how people were going to testify, so on and so forth. And yet we have seen nothing to bring about a conclusion to see that the justice that is so well deserved on this madman, Bill Gates, has been brought forth. Nobody's seen it yet. Apparently, those in representative positions in government, not only just nationally, but also internationally, apparently they, I don't know, maybe they just forgot to do their job? What do you think? It's embarrassing, isn't it, friends? Oh, it really is. Here, I want to show you, since we're speaking of it, you know, Senator Hawley, he's a new one. You know, what they do is they put him up, friends, because once you figure out, like, Trey Gowdy as a great American appeaser, like a Daryl Issa, another great American appeaser, or Jason Chaffetz, another great American appeaser, a Rand Paul, you know, another great American appeaser. You know, they talk big, they raise millions of dollars, yet they don't do their job by bringing forth justice upon the heads of the guilty. See, what happens is when you catch on to them, like the, you know, the great American appeasers like Jim Jordan, all of them caught up into scandal too, by the way. Isn't it interesting? Once about the time that you figure out who they are, they have to switch gears and get a new player or a new clown to take place of the last clown in the circus of politics. Let me say it this way. How are they destroying your country, America? By withholding justice. That's how you destroy a republic. And it's exactly how your republic is being destroyed right now. Speaking of which, I'm going to go over to Senator Hawley, and I want you to listen to what he's going to say here. And I want you to pay attention to who's on his left, because boy, oh boy, she looks really familiar. Wasn't she the spokesperson for the said president of the United States of America back in 2016? And like I said at the offset of the show today, during the first segment, voila, Then they're given a job at one of the networks. Look at this.
Ellison and Tim Walz both held accountable for what they did here. Tim Walz covered it up. Keith Ellison took kickbacks. You mentioned feeding her.
So here we have the one that's supposed to actually bring forth and to suggest to the DOJ to bring charges against the guilty that he's highlighting right now. He just got done telling you that their guilty is charged. This is brand new, by the way. This is brand new. They're guilty as charged, and they should be in jail. Well, don't you think the first question that should fall to the American people is, then, Josh, why haven't you pressed charges to make sure that those charges are brought against those that you say are guilty of fraud and scandal and caught on live mics? How come they're not in jail, Josh? That's all you got to do is ask yourself.
Our futures just a second ago. Let's not forget, Keith Ellison had a meeting in his office with the Feeding Our Futures fraudsters. They asked him, Kaylee, to please, please help them get the investigators off their backs. He agreed to help them. And then just a few days later, he took thousands of dollars in campaign contributions. All of this is public. It's been reported. I confronted him about it a couple of months ago under oath. This guy ought to be in prison. Here's the thing that gets me.
Okay, so he ought to be in prison. Prison, says Howley. This, I just want to make clear, this is all brand new information. Okay. Hey, folks, he's telling you what should be done, but he's not doing what's found in his work detail. Americans, I'm saying this a different way that you might understand that justice destroys our liberties. Injustice. And that's where we're at today. By the way, I'm sorry. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. If you want to call in, please do. Love to hear from some new callers. 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Again, friends, this is just over the top. It's so sickening. But people are always looking at the bad guys that they're highlighting concerning the crimes that they're guilty of, but you're not looking at the said guys who are not bringing down the hammer of justice or the gavel of justice upon the heads of the guilty. So which one is worse? Doesn't it show you, friends, they're on the same team, that they're wearing the same jersey? Because again, if justice was brought upon the heads of the guilty, I'll tell you what, it put a quick stop to the injustices taking place across the United States of America right now. But again, if you don't want to do that, this is going to continue. And it's going to continue on more and more and more and more. I want to go ahead and finish this again. I'll go ahead back up just a little bit. This is the new great American appeaser, Josh Howley. Absolute clown, absolute joke, not doing his job just like the rest of them, but doing nothing but merely highlighting the crime rather than highlighting the law that condemns the crime.
Gators off their backs. He agreed to help them. And then just a few days later, he took thousands of dollars in campaign contributions.
And by the way, friends, all this is you public. Need to understand, as he's highlighting the crimes of Walz and Ellison, again, this is a brand new piece, I want you to pay attention to the fact that he's selling himself to you as the good guy. He's selling himself to you as one that fights for your freedom. Well, the DOJ does nothing. Oh, that DOJ, by the way, under Donald Trump, Donald said he could do whatever he wanted to do with that DOJ because it was under his control. And look what he has done with the DOJ. He's done just the opposite concerning the purpose of the DOJ by granting clemency to hundreds of felons to release them back out onto the streets, only to endanger the American people that in many cases are supporting their oppressor.
It's been reported. I confronted him about it a couple of months ago under oath. This guy ought to be in prison. Here's the thing that gets me. These guys are celebrated as stars of the Democrat Party. Keith Ellison, rising
star. So what he's doing right now is Holly's completely making this up. He's actually promoting Ellison and Walz by saying that they're stars in the Democratic Party. I can tell you right now, as being one in the state of Minnesota, they are despised and they are hated to the core. So I don't know what Josh is talking about. This must be a little bump for him to go out there and do and promote those that should be in prison right now. But again, it shows you who they're working for, and it's not the American people.
Star, he's a total scam artist. He ought to be in jail.
Oh, he ought to be in jail. Oh, man, thank God we got Josh. Thank God we got Josh Howley there, man, doing a whole lot of nothing but highlighting the crimes. I mean, it's embarrassing. Folks, I remember one time in Minnesota, I went out and they had a drug program in a county in which we have our studios. And I seen the program and I noticed that what they were doing is they were calling themselves a drug prevention program when in fact the content of their program actually taught the kids how to use the drugs. It's communistic style when it comes to indoctrinating young people. And I'll tell you about that in just a moment here. I'm going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. It's embarrassing, people. It really is. It is embarrassing.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hello, folks. This is Judah, son of Bradley Dean. I'm sure you've heard of people talking about making a difference, or maybe even thought the same thing yourself. Well, I can tell you from firsthand experience, traveling the nation and growing up with my dad and family, doing high school assemblies, churches, colleges, and universities, that the Sons of Liberty does just that, make a difference. Traveling across the nation and doing events, I can't tell you how many people's eyes have been opened to the truth of America's founding and Christian values, to see the youth of America's hope for the nation restored and know that they have a future, or even just having that person come up and tell you what a difference the Sons of Liberty has made in their lives and how they drew courage from our example to now take a stand themselves. We bring you hard rock hitting truth of the daily issues of America with a biblical and constitutional resolve, along with weighing out every issue on those two pillars. If you're tired of hearing people's lip service or playing the paper tiger but tuck tail and run when it's time to act, then come join us at the Sons of Liberty, where we preach the truth, make a difference, and put actions to our words. Consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty to help support us and join our mission to restore America back to where she was founded.
BBSRadio.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Well, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm just highlighting the fact that your said representatives, people, apparently they forgot to do their job. I want to show you another one here. This guy's name is Tom Emmer. And we've left a message for him most recently, and I met this guy on the top of my driveway. And what's interesting is I wanted to reach out to him because I'm hearing conflicting reports as to what he is. He's acting as a defender when, in fact, he's guilty of what he's now standing in defense of. Okay? That's what's being said. And as I go online, I'm seeing him do the same thing as the other appeasers, and I'm also noticing, and I got it up on social media platforms right now,
He's talking about walls, too, in the state of Minnesota. And this guy does nothing but constantly high-five Donald Trump. He's talking about the crimes of Tim Walz here. Tom Emmer from Minnesota. Where's the justice, Tom? He's fallen into the same line as everybody else is. Tom Emmer lashes out at Walz. The guy's responsible for $30 billion of fraud. And that's all you're getting from your representatives is them lashing out. Does that make you feel better, friends? Do you realize what's going to happen if you allow him to get away with this one? Just like you've let him get away with the last 10,000 offenses and stealing your money, reallocating it to foreign countries so they can perpetuate more crimes against we the people. We're supporting our own demise, people. There's no way, nice way to say it. But again, I want to go, I'm Tom sitting here calling out Mayor Jacob Frey. Well, he's out there doing it again. Calling out Ellison. He's out there doing it again. Calling out Angie Craig. He's out there doing it again. Calling out Amy Klobuchar. She's out there doing it again. Do you get the point? And I'm being facetious, but I'm not. Apparently, they forgot about doing their job. It's not their job to highlight the crimes of those that, as they say, are across the aisle. They're violating and transgressing law, and they must be brought to justice because the future of our country depends upon the American people bringing justice upon those that are bringing forth injustice upon the innocent. I'm tired of it. I'm absolutely tired of it. Steve from Minnesota, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Good hearing from you, my friend. What say you?
Yeah, I'm not a new caller, but I'll just be a renewed caller. But I was going to say how Trump being on the $250 bill is kind of a good example, since the only thing that gives our money value is the full faith and credit, which means if you believe in it, then it's legit. If you don't believe in it, it won't be.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, hey, Steve, you're going to get a bunch of...
It's only a matter of time until they're dumping it.
Yeah. Are you going to go out there and do your best to get a couple $250 bills with Donald Trump's face on it? I mean, is this guy something else or what? What does this... Steve, let me ask you as a caller. What is it that this guy has to do before his worshipers open their eyes? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's kind of like an alcoholic that his liver's wrecked and... He still doesn't realize that the whiskey is what's wrecking his liver. He uses his withdrawal symptoms as proof that he needs to drink when it's what's killing him.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's this guy's at this point, there's no doubt about it. He is going headlong. We're going to call our friend up, Chris, window washer Chris from Utah. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, my friend. What say you?
Thank you, Bradley. In good form as usual. I will use the analogy of some men who were trying to catch some monkeys down in Indonesia. They could not approach the monkeys close enough to shoot them with their guns or their tranquilizer darts. So they found this clever trick that they used that worked like a charm. They would take these hollow boxes and drill a hole in the top of these boxes just big enough for the monkeys to fit their hands into. And then they would fill these boxes with delicious nuts and secure the boxes to the jungle floor. You've heard this analogy, I can tell by your...
No, no, I haven't. I'm anticipating what you're going to tell me.
The monkeys would reach their hands into the boxes, grab a handful of nuts, at which point they could no longer pull their hands outside of the box because the hole was too small. It was only big enough for their hand without the nuts.
Yep.
The men would walk up to these monkeys that would try to run away with their hands inside the boxes, but they would not let go of the nuts. They were so enamored with the notion that they were going to have this wonderful meal of nuts that they... And I analogize that to people who are enamored with the prospects of Donald Trump being our political savior.
Yeah.
They cannot let go of that notion.
That nut. That's so good. Thank you, man. I totally appreciate it. I want to play another one here for you. I just, while we had Steve on the line, I had pulled this video up that I had seen some time ago. But I just want to highlight Tom Emmer for you right now. Now, folks, before I go off on this, he's now calling out Ilhan Omar. Again, I just want to let you know how this works. It's the fact and the lack of justice, Americans, from you, the law, the government, we the people, and your willingness to enforce the law against their crimes, that's giving way to their injustice. And I want you to listen to this. This is Tom Emmer again, and I'm just going to give him a minute. I'm going to try getting him on the show here, friends, so he can answer for himself, because I'm not going to go along with this stuff, because I am tired of these appeasers doing nothing but telling the people and highlighting the crimes of the guilty that they fail to deal with.
Char calling out Tim Walz in her campaign for governor. She's promising to, quote, do things differently from Walz. On the campaign trail, the senator seems to be running away from the governor. Is that accurate?
That's more than accurate. Amy Klobuchar has said absolutely nothing about the billions of dollars of fraud.
Okay, so this is Tom Emmer now highlighting the fraud, not with just Tim Walz. This is Tom Emmer not just highlighting the crimes of Keith Ellison. This is now Tom Emmer not just highlighting the crimes of Ilhan Omar. This is now him highlighting the crimes of Senator Klobuchar, who was alleged to have taken millions of dollars from the taxpayers into her campaign fund. That's all he's doing. And again, apparently what we're seeing here is Tom forgot to do his job.
In the last year, not a word, despite the fact that the acting U.S. attorney last fall announced that the fraud is so staggering that it could reach as high as $9 billion. Amy Klobuchar says nothing until yesterday. And by the way, Stuart, she rolls out a plan.
All he does is highlight the crimes. That's all they're doing, people.
It's nothing but a bunch of fluff. And I would also offer, it's all things that Tim Walz and the Democrats could have been doing for the last 7+ years to try and fight fraud. What? By the way, very interesting in her proposal, no cooperation mentioned with the federal government.
Okay, so honestly, guys, if that was me, I would be embarrassed. The best that I can do, though I put my hand on the Bible swearing to uphold the enumerated laws found within the Constitution, so help me God, against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, and this is all I can do is come back to my constituents and now highlight not only Tim Walz and Keith Ellison and Ilhan Omar, but now Senator Klobuchar, who's just as crooked as the rest of them. Hey, a good question for you. Why don't they prosecute him? Hey, Americans, how come they're not prosecuting them? If you just said to yourself, because they're wearing the same jersey, Bradley, they're protecting each other. You're exactly right. Americans, now the question goes to you, and it falls to you, and it falls to your lap. Why do you allow it? Why do you allow this? Why do you allow this? These clowns in the circus of politics to do nothing more? John, you got about 2 minutes. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. It's all yours, my friend.
Yes, sir. They're all in the circus of politics. None of them are builders.
That's right.
So if you're a craftsman or a carpenter, what I've learned, after 50 years of building cars and buildings on a massive scale, with the Lord's help and what he's installed in me to be a light to this world and this world, and using thousands of his tools, I have come to realize that if all I used was a hammer, then everything would have looked like a nail.
Yep.
So I become all things to all people, so that some might be saved and everything gets built for everybody that I love.
Okay. Amen.
And, you know, these people aren't builders that are in charge like our founding fathers.
Amen. Well, as we know in Scripture, we do understand that before the Lord builds, he always tears down, right? So let's keep that in play here. Again, folks, what's going on here in your own backyard is the fact that your said representatives are doing nothing but highlighting the crimes of the politicians that they fail to prosecute. I want to say it again. You are tolerating these politicians who claim to be the good guys who do nothing but highlight the crimes of those that they fail to prosecute. I would be embarrassed. Absolutely embarrassed. Folks, love you by what we do. Check out the store, sonsoflibertymedia.com. All orders go out first thing in the morning. Talk to you soon. 23, 1 John 3:18. 1 John 3:18. See ya.